everybody can see my screen here. So first off, thanks for letting us present today and having us be in front of you guys. So the Dick Winger couldn't join, was unable to get on. So he's our chair of our board of directors that oversees our entire association. And then we also have our local board of advisory board here as well. Carol Terrell is also on the board of directors for our association. She is not a presenter, but I just want to make sure she lives here locally in Vancouver. So it's another one of our board members that's on the board of directors, but here lives locally. Tyler, if you want to introduce yourself to the group again.
Oh my goodness. Well, hi, Tyler Wright. Very nice to meet all of you. I'm honored to be the president and CEO of our YMCA. I've been here for 2 years and 3 months, so you all can blame me for bringing COVID, the fires, the riots. You just can't blame me for the ice storms because it came from Southern California, and the only ice we know is when we put it in a drink. But very honored to be here. Been with the YMCA for about 35 years. My running joke is, yes, I started when I was 5. Never gets a laugh.
I like it. Good one. Good one, Tyler.
Back to you, Eddie.
All right. Thank you. So, yeah, Eddie White, I'm the executive director of the Clark County YMCA.
Eddie? Hey, Eddie?
Yeah?
Can you enlarge your screen share, bud? Go to like, slideshow or something?
It's got a PDF on, I think. That's why.
Just PDF? So go to the screen and, like, and enlarge the screen. Upper right?
Thought I had it as big as it would go.
So I guess that's what we get. Okay.
Is it showing really small for you guys?
It was showing a little bit small, but that's better.
Is this better? I can go.
That ratio looks pretty good, I'll tell you, because I know what's coming up is the renderings. And
okay.
I just want to see those full screen.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure we get those right, Steve.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Eddie White, executive director, Clark County YMCA. I've met some of you on the call, but not all. I've been here for 14 years, active as the executive director. It'll be 13 years here in April. So this has been my entire Y working experience, but I grew up in the YMCA. Actually, Carl and I both grew up in Alaska, but I grew up in learned to swim at the Y and all that in Alaska. So, and then I'll introduce Jennifer Lawrence, who is currently our director of youth development up here.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. I've been with the YMCA for about 10 years now. The last 6 have been up here in the Clark County YMCA. And we've got a lot of great youth programs for different ages. And last summer, we got the opportunity to offer our summer camps at Ridgefield. We have about 5 weeks of camps with 75 campers. And we're just really excited for that opportunity to start what we hope is a great partnership moving forward. So, and I'm going to pass it.
Well, and I'd add too, Jennifer is the one that will be leading the charge, so I'll definitely be still up here, but we've identified Jennifer, and it's a great opportunity for her. So as we move things forward, she'll really be the face of the Ridgefield YMCA. So glad she has accepted that, and glad to have her in that role. So with that, yeah, we'll turn it over to Carl.
Yeah, hello, Carl Johansson with Johansson Wing Architects. My current company has been around since 2006, working in and around Clark County, and we're more than excited to be on this project. Don?
Yep. Hi, I'm Don Luthart. I'm an architect here and principal working with Carl on this project. I've worked for many years on the Clark County-wide, many different versions of it, back when both Eddie and I had dark hair. So we've been doing this for quite a while, and I'm really excited for this. And then I'd like to introduce Troy Weller from Precision Construction.
Thanks, Don. Okay, Troy Weller for Precision Construction. I'm president of the company. Precision is a subsidiary off of the Hoffman Construction Corporation company, and we're the largest contractor that is based out of the Northwest. Most of our work is in Oregon and Washington. Precision in the corp kind of fills the need of the smaller company projects around this $20 million or so project fits right in Precision's wheelhouse. So I've got 35 years in with the Hoffman Corp. I've run my whole career here out of college. And about a third of that 35 years has been doing nonprofit work. So it's a passion of mine. We help bring these projects together, make the numbers work. We build them, and we've been doing it for many years. So as you'll see in the pictures here, this is an exciting project. We're lucky to be a part of it. We're going to work hard to make the thing work. It's a beautiful building that Don and Carl have put together.
And if I may, Mayor Lindsay and Steve, that Troy and I have become very fast, good friends. We trust Precision. They're doing already some work with us currently. Done some work with the YMCA, so he's really a trusted soul. And if we speak business-wise, for us as the YMCA of Columbia and Willamette, he's our preferred vendor in the area of construction.
So Hoffman, both corporation-wise and personally, have been a big donor to the Y for many, many, many years. We've done many projects. We build them, but then we also help raise the money, both through the company and both through personal donations. So it's a lot of fun. We do golf tournaments, fundraisers, the whole thing. So it's a great passion of mine. Looking forward to being part of this team. Next on the list, Blue Rock Ventures, Durgesh.
Thanks, Troy. So make sure I'm not muted. So I started this discussion with the former mayor, Don, in 2020. And I still remember that day calling and understanding what the city of Richfield wanted to do as far as expansion goals go. And that's about 2 months later, I met Tyler. I grew up in India, but I was raised in Vancouver, Washington, so not too far away from you guys. My family and I have been in the hospitality industry. We built the first Best Western and Best in Battleground, not too far away from you guys. And I was a coach at the YMCA during my early days. So this is a close one to the heart. And I am super excited for Carl's group, what they have built. You guys will love the designs here, and happy to be here, happy to be a part of this journey and the community. And like Tyler mentioned, this is about, you know, the larger community at hand here. So so super excited and looking forward to this. Dick? Here's Eddie, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, I guess I'll play that role, and we'll just do a brief overview of kind of the YMCA, because I don't know everybody on the call. So we'll kind of look at the big picture and then what we're doing in Clark County, and then just give a little history of our relationship with Richfield. So I'll ask Tyler to maybe look at the big picture of our YMCA at Columbia Willamette.
Thanks, Eddie. So I'm going to do my best Dick Wingert impression. So as I mentioned, I've been with our YMCA, proudly serving as our president and CEO for the last 2.5 years. And as we all know, it's been a very interesting 2.5 years. I've been with the Y for 35 years. I'm a huge advocate of the Y. I actually was a Y brat. I grew up in Kokomo, Indiana, and little did I know, but my father put me in a wrestling class at the YMCA because my mother was a former ballroom dancer, and she entered my brother and I into a dance studio at the age of 3, and my dad was so afraid at that time that I was going to get bullied. He took me to the YMCA so I could defend myself. I had no idea I was a Y brat until I started working for the YMCA. Most of my career has been spent in the Southern California area, although my first CEO experience was in the Helena, Montana area as a CEO of that particular Y. When I came to our YMCA, I saw an amazing opportunity for us. I saw a passion of the staff and a passion for the volunteers. We've been serving this community since 1868. We're one of the oldest YMCAs west of the Mississippi. We were formed as the YMCA in Portland, but since that time, we actually have increased our service area to serve 5 counties in Oregon and 1 county in Washington, which is Clark County. As I came here, my comment to our volunteers as I was through the interview process is my job is to build upon the amazing heritage of our YMCA, to expand the footprint of the imprint of our YMCA, and to make sure that the community knows that we're here. During my first 90 days as a CEO, as I was out in the community talking to people, I heard consistently, well, where's the YMCA? Oh, I didn't know there was a YMCA. Oh, you know, there used to be a YMCA. As I came charging back pre-COVID, my comment was, our job is to make sure that people know not only of the impactful life-saving work that our YMCA does, to eventually not only be at the table, to be able to create the table for these kind of spaces and individuals to come to the table and talk a little bit about these are the crises facing our particular communities and what can we do about it. If you know anything about the YMCA, and I'll only take one more minute, we were formed in 1844 in London, England. We were based upon a true need, a need that an individual recognized a crisis that young men migrating from the countrysides of England looking for jobs in London had no place to live, had no roof over their heads, had no food in their stomachs, and they were literally dying in the streets. And so an individual basically said, if it's not me, who? If it's not now, when? And he, along with 11 other business individuals, formed this organization for one reason and one reason only, my friends, to create a life-saving organization, because all people, at that time all young men, but now all people deserve a chance at life. So that's been my mantra in my career. And I bring that to our organization because I do think there is an amazing opportunity in Ridgefield to impact the wonderful community and the families that live in Ridgefield, and maybe figuratively or metaphorically, to truly, how do we save a life? How do we make sure that an individual who doesn't know how to swim has an opportunity to learn life-saving skills in a pool, so that if they do fall into a open body of water, they know how to rescue themselves? How do we reach out to that 60 or 70-year-old individual who might be isolated and lonely, especially in this day and age? How do we come alongside that individual and come in and create opportunities for that individual to get connected with a broader neighborhood? So this opportunity, this thing that we're talking about, is not a building. I'm not a building fan. I see buildings much like a tool. It's really, truly the opportunity to take this facility and truly impact the lives of the citizens and the residents and the neighbors of Ridgefield. So I can only say for myself, I'm very excited to be here, very excited for this opportunity. And I can only say that we've taken the pandemic and looked at it as although as horrific as it might be, to take a look at it as an opportunity to reshape and reform ourselves, to come to you all and say, I believe we are the organization of choice. What we provide and what we can provide for all of you is, I think, something that your community deserves, and I think something that we can provide. So thank you for all of that, and I sound like a politician, so vote for me on your next city council election process. That didn't get a laugh? There's nothing there? Wow.
Well, everybody's on mute, Tyler. Well, they told us to mute ourselves, so I'm laughing, but, you know, now I have to unmute to let you know.
Well, if that doesn't get a laugh, here's my joke to the internet. Two men walk into a bar. You think the second one would have ducked. And back to you, Eddie.
Thanks for that. All right, so yeah, I just want to give a brief history of the Clark County YMCA. We started programs in Clark County in the 1940s. They were community-based, so we did youth sports, youth in government, those types of things. Then in 2000, we built the Clark County Family YMCA. Which added a swimming pool, a gymnasium, fitness center, all those things. And then in 2002, we added licensed childcare. Our Springfield Meadows site opened up in 2002, added that to our offerings along with the sports and all the other activities that we were doing here in Clark County. And then 2005, we went into after-school enrichment. We had a partnership with Salmon Creek Elementary School and really talked with the principal there and wanted to see, they wanted to extend the learning day, that there were certain gaps. So we started our after-school enrichment program, which Jennifer Lawrence, who was introduced earlier, leads that now, and it's grown from being at Salmon Creek Elementary up to its height of about 25 schools. Obviously the pandemic right now limits our ability to get into all those schools, but it's been a great program that we've had. And then 2014, we did an expansion of this YMCA, adding a walking track and a lap pool, which was greatly needed in this community. We don't have enough water around here, as we all know, and then some more programming space. So that's really kind of the history of this branch and activities in Clark County. And then I'll just kind of share a quick history of what got us here. I think it was back in 2014 that Steve and I met for the first time and just talked about what are the needs in the community? Would a YMCA fit? Would it make sense? And we started those conversations in 2016. We did a market study, which said, as far as the market goes, this is a great place to have a YMCA. And so the study identified a couple sites that would be good locations. And so in that time, we started exploring, where could this be? We had conversations with other entities being, Clark College, the school district, trying to figure out where might we be able to fit. As Tyler mentioned, in 2019, he came on board, and then recently in 2020, we said, "Hey, there's." Steve called me up, said, "Hey, we've got some property I think that would work," so that's really what prompted us to begin these conversations. Got introduced to Durgesh, and then started working with Johansson Wing and Architects on, you know, what could this facility look like. So that's really the history of kind of what got us here today. And with that, I'll turn it over to Carl and Don to give an idea of the overview of the project. So I'll let you guys take it away.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie. I was trying to write notes here, but at one point there you said 2000, I think, was when the Clark Y was opened. And I happen to know the architect, and his name is Don Luthart, who is now my principal partner for the last year or so. He's been working here with us. So that just caught my ear when you said 2000. I realized, wow, Don is old. So we're pretty proud of what's occurring right now. And this first picture that Eddie's put up there is, we're just excited to be here at the table. And backing up a little bit, some of you may know, we are currently contracted, Johansson Wing Architects and our consultant team is contracted with the city to do the site plan review early design effort on this site. Pre-designed architectural, which these conceptual drawings represent, along with initial engineering, archaeological, and just general site development. And we're in the middle of that contract, actually got extended here recently. And so our next step after presenting to you here tonight and getting the green light is to push ahead in our design, to develop the design, working with the Y and coordinating with the city. We're just looking forward to it. And with that, I'll really leave it to Don, because Don, again, principal here at the firm, he is the project architect and leading this charge. So thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, so we're really excited to put these renderings together to kind of give the overall some conceptual ideas of what this YMCA can be. This view in particular was chosen because it shows the good street presence that you'll get coming off of Pioneer, and also including how the City of Richfield trail system works into this site. With this look here, what we're trying to get is there's some transparency into the natatorium area where the pools are, to show the activity inside the building, outside the building, and just how this building is going to connect with the site and how it's going to connect with nature. The city, we discussed early on, the goals is for this to be really an example of sustainable design, fitting in with nature, taking advantage of all the natural amenities that Richfield offers, and design towards LEED standards, well, the city design guide standards. So this view here is really just showing that the presence that will come towards the city, and also to just show, and we'll see later in one of the next slides, but how we're going to take advantage of everything on the south side where we can use natural sunlight and take advantage of that. There's even a small proposed roof deck over the pool equipment room that's going to be on the south and west side for any outdoor activities that can happen as well. I think, Eddie, if you don't mind, maybe go to the next slide. So this is the conceptual site plan that also shows the main floor plan. As we're, for those of you, hopefully everyone knows where this is. I'm not 100% sure if everyone knows. I know where it is. But it's near the Rosehours development, north of Pioneer Street, and slightly east of that new roundabout out there. The approximate site area for the YMCA is about 4.9 acres. That includes this building, which is looking at 50,000 square feet with partial two-story areas that take advantage of the height that we need for the gym and for the auditorium. And The YMCA is looking at, for their programs, about 43,000 square feet, which includes what you see here and the second floor, along with a future partner or potential partner of for physical therapy. There's a remaining approximately 7,500 square feet for a future tenant that we're YMCA is looking at for basically a tenant that will help enhance the vision of the Y and the mission. So this site includes all the requisite parking. There's connections to a spur off of Pioneer, which is 50th Avenue, that we're also coordinating with that design team and melding our two projects together so they work well. But this allows for the required parking. It allows for some nice drop-off area. And also, as you can see, it does try to keep as much of the natural environment intact as we could, and then enhance it where we can. So along on the south portion of this is part of the City of Richfield Trail System, which also doubles as an access for the Clark Regional Wastewater. So we're maintaining that access road, as well as using that to help provide some outdoor activity areas for this building as well.
Hey, Don, could I interrupt for a second? Hey, mm-hmm. Eddie, could you pan up? At least on my screen, I'm not seeing there. Oh. The street design there is under design by another consultant team contracted with the city, and I wanted to be clear that everybody understood it was up against Pioneer. And sorry.
That's fine. So, I'm glad you panned up here. So the lower portion of the site near Pioneer on the other side of the trail is going to remain as natural as we can. And part of that, and using some of the stormwater retention areas just to the north of the trail, will also provide some learning opportunities for teaching the citizens about some of the natural environment, there's a little creek that runs down through here. Just keeping those amenities and using those also as an educational opportunity. If you wouldn't mind, Eddie, maybe go to, what we're hoping for is, so in the plan previously, when you come out through the locker rooms, this will take you into the natatorium area. So this is where we have two pools. We have a lap pool, and we also have the family recreation pool that has a zero depth beach entry, has some nice water features, is enough for, there's a little bit of an area there that the Y can use also for their swim lessons and training. And also have it opened up for more family use, recreation use. This pool goes basically from 0 feet to about 3 feet in the majority of the pool area. This, we wanted to make sure we could have a lot of natural light come into the area, into the space. Down low, to keep kind of a human scale, you've got nice visual access to outside, plus some nice sliding patio doors to get out to this patio to enjoy that in the warmer weather times. The glazing above will be more translucent in order to, one, keep the thermal comfort of the building intact and also help reduce glare. On the back wall, we were in talking some of our other discussions. Thank you, Steve, for the image we got to just also add some way to connect to some of the more natural amenities of Richfield has, so the refuge. So we have this nice mural there that is of the refuge. The other part of this too is which we kept ample deck space also around the pool, so the area does feel open, and there's plenty of room for circulation while still meeting the building code requirements. I don't know if Eddie or Tyler, if you have anything you'd like to bring up regarding some of the program for this space, or any of this drawing or any of the other.
No, I think in this one, it just, you know, really that first tank that we see there, the family, is also, you know, well, that tank's a little bit warmer tank, so we'll be able to do swim lessons for the younger kids. Great progression into the lap pool that's right next to it, as well as doing the active older adult swim classes, water walking, those types of, you know, water aerobics, those types of activities. So it's really something that we've learned, you know, here. It's a very similar design to what we have here at Clark, and Don can attest to that, having done both the construction here and the expansion at Clark. So it's a program. Or we know how to program this space really well because we've got experience of it, doing it for the last 20 plus years. So I really like too the lighting. You can't really see, but here on this back wall here is windows to the other side, and that's where parents and others could observe when swim lessons are going on. And also, if you looked at the layout where there was a community room, there's another space where we can look into, so people don't have to be in that environment. Because we do keep that temperature in there about 85 degrees, so it's a warmer environment, you know, on the air temperature in there. So I think this is a great visual of the space, and excited for all the programming we can do within it.
And I would only add for all of you that I think what the unique aspect of this particular design is it keeps us mobile and flexible. Other than the aquatic area, most of the space that Don and Carl and Andy have talked a little bit about is that let's don't make it designated. Let's don't build that racquetball court. Let's don't build that X, whatever it might be. Because we're finding out, especially in the pandemic, things change. Things change quickly. So I think the design outside of the aquatic, or the natatorium, as we used to call it, Cocoa, Indiana, outside of the natatorium, provides a lot of program flexibility. And Steve and I have talked a little bit about this as well. The other part of this aspect is the first drawings, we had a person flying across the pool, and Steve didn't like it. So I just want to let everybody know that we had Superman in our visuals that was a member of our YMCA. Steve, just throwing you under the bus, man.
So I guess that's pretty much... maybe, actually, Eddie, if you wouldn't mind, maybe go back one slide to look at the plan to help exemplify what Tyler was talking about. We have a lot of open fitness areas that will be on this floor as well as the second floor above. The gym itself will also have is planned to have the indoor walking track, elevated walking track, that's accessible from the second floor, and then the gym itself is multi-purpose, a lot of basketball, volleyball, all sorts of program areas that can be used. Eddie, I guess if you want to go to the slide after the interior. Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So as Carl mentioned, you know, we're in the middle of, we're still working on the site design, getting this this project through site plan review, working with civil engineers, and also in conjunction with the city and the YMCA. So we kind of had two things going at the same time, was getting the programming and pre-design work done with the YMCA. And then fitting it on the site here with lots of discussion, good discussion, and collaboration between the YMCA and ourselves, the developer of the city. We're looking at for 2022 is where we'll be going into more detailed design work, where we start looking into kind of getting out of conceptual design and making it a little more real. And I don't know if Tyler or Troy, if you'd like to chime in at this point.
I could say a little bit about certainly the schedule. Just so everybody knows, we've already had a couple work sessions with Don, Carl, myself, Tyler. I mean, this is a very nice building, built in a very tough time of inflation, supply chain, problems and everything else. So already trying to think of how we could put the best construction cost time schedule together for this project. So we've already started that, even though maybe it's too early in some people's minds, but we'll try to be ahead of that. If this thing really gets some traction and we start, and maybe we have to change some materials in the backside of the house to get it affordable. That front glass is outstanding to see that thing at night. I built the Tillamook Cheese Factory Visitor Center a couple years ago, very similar building, all glass, sitting right on 101. 17,000 people, families, kids go visit there every day during the summer. And to see that place lit up at night, it's absolutely gorgeous. It is the gem of the city. And this building will have the same effect. If you can visualize, what it would look like at night, it is outstanding. But to get there, it's gonna take a lot of work, a lot of hard work to get the right materials that we can afford, that we can actually get in a tough time to build. So we're trying to be way ahead of that. As for construction, looking at your timeline, Don, I mean, it looks okay. Once we get the building permit, in today's world of supply chain issues, we'd be looking at, 14 to 16 months to probably put this up. Generally speaking, if you could get materials, it's probably closer to a 12-month project, but everything is running longer now. So I think it's, the day you tell me to start, it's delivery is 14 to 16 months after that day. So. But like I said, we already trying to get in my mind how I can build this building and deliver something similar to what we're looking at there for a budget. We understand there's a big debt to income ratio. The families paying a monthly pay have to pay for the building. So there's a huge balance there in the nonprofit world. I've only been through it 1,000 times, so I get it. And we're already working hard to make this thing happen. So that would be my comments.
I appreciate that, Troy, if I may chime in. I for the Council of Mayor Lindsay, I joke. I mean this sincerely. It's been a pleasure working with Steve. I think we both share the same passion that we want to serve the families of Ridgeview, and we want to do it in the right particular way. I can only speak from my experience, been in the Y for such a long time. For a YMCA to come into a community and just build a building and say, oh, here we are, come to us. It's that old field of dreams attitude. Hey, if you build it, they will come. We have found that's not the case. This is where Jennifer comes into play. And given the time that I think we have right now, we want to make sure that Jennifer becomes the face of the city of Ridgeville. And not only from a programmatic standpoint, to begin to really talk a little bit about the excitement of this particular project. I've challenged Jennifer, as Eddie knows, that by the time we actually open those doors, whatever that day might be, and we'll do it as fast as we can, we want to make sure that we've already pre-sold X amount of memberships. So when people walk in, they're already walking into that YMCA experience. So I think this calendar gives us a little time, if you will, to develop the presence of the YMCA, to generate the excitement. Jennifer and Eddie have talked a little bit about what that plan might be, to begin to talk a little bit about the why. I'm really a big fan of sales and pre-sales, to be able to tell people in the community, we're coming, this is what's coming. And before that, we had this amazing day camp, or we had this amazing sports program. And when we cut that ribbon, you're already a member of our particular YMCA family. So Steve and I have talked a little bit about the calendar itself. And again, we're just proposing what we think might happen. Certain things, obviously, in 2022 might be expedited a bit. But my hope is that we have a shovel on the ground no sooner, maybe no later, if you will, by the beginning of 2023. If we can make that a little earlier, great. But in between all of that, we also hope to be able to generate excitement and also philanthropy towards this particular facility and generating people's excitement to give to our particular project. So, Steve, well, I hope I said that correctly.
That sounds good. I'm going to chirp in here really quick. Eddie, is in the interest of time so that my council has a chance to ask you all some questions, is there anything else you'd like to add to the presentation, or can we start throwing questions your way?
There you go. That's the next slide.
perfect timing.
Oh, well, there, see, it's like I knew.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Okay. So, Council, I'm going to start with Councilor Onslow. Is there any feedback, questions, input that you would like to add to the presentation that we had this evening?
I think it's just great. I'm ready to sign up. My wife is all ready to sign up. So it looks really good. I don't know, just have to let it sink in for me to have any other questions, but I sure do like what I see.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Wells, do you have any input for us this evening?
I get mine. Did you say Councillor Wells?
I did. You're up, sir.
Well, I had to get unmuted. No, it looks excellent. I just had a couple of comments, and one of the comments is we have a glass production facility less than a half a mile to the south of this project. They have done the Moda Center, they've done the parking garage at PDX, and so may be able to tap into some of their talents to provide some of the materials for the building. The other question I had was looking at the roundabout and the road running to the north. It looked like it had a divided roadway, and I couldn't see the entrance where you're coming off the 50th roundabout for as far as your parking goes to the north of that. There, okay, I see the entrance there now. I guess I have one question. Is that just a two-lane road, or is that a three-lane road with a left-hand turn lane? So, but the project looks excellent, and I know the community is going to be elated when it's finally broke to them to see what's happening in our future city.
Councilor Wells, I can answer your question there real quick about the roadway. It is a three-lane roadway, so one lane in each direction with a center turn lane or median, as you can see on. They have the median shown, but we probably end up with a turn lane.
Okay. Thank you. I just seen the planter strip all the way up through there, and so that's what I was, why I was questioning. But
and Mayor Lindsay, as formal protocol, may I ask a direct question of the council member Wells?
Sure, go right ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you. Councilmember Wells, thank you for that suggestion. Would you mind sending that information of that particular company that you're referencing?
Yes. It's in my gray matter, but I can't think of it right now. Mr. Stewart probably can say it, but was they're located on South 11th.
Just, you know, Commissioner Wells, we'll be 100% dedicated to hire the local subs, you know, as long as their prices are right. You know, no one gets a free checkbook just because they're local. But when we move into, you know, a Tillamook or anywhere, it's the local guys get the first shot. So we didn't build the Moda Center, so the glass company doesn't ring a bell. But we've got AIG Steel that's right there in Ridgefield and some other fair amount of subcontractors we use in Vancouver. We built the amphitheater and have done work over the years up there too. So we are in your neck of woods.
It's Daymore.
Daymore, okay. And their local residents also actually in Lay Center is where they lived and just moved to our industrial park there on 11th. So.
Thank you.
We've used them a lot before in the past. DMR, they were actually involved in the Clark County Y as well, so that's a great tie-in. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, did you say Diamora? Is that who it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know Jody, the owner, very, very well over there. They've done a ton of work for us over the years, so didn't know they were in your backyard, but we know that company well, believe me.
Okay.
And they know us.
Okay, Councillor Wells, did you have any other questions? Okay. Councillor Coker, did you have any input for us this evening?
Yeah, thank you. First of all, I really appreciate the thoughtfulness around the design and incorporating, you know, sustainable design standards and the natural surroundings. I had a question around the sliding door entry into the pool area. And I was just curious, because I hadn't personally seen that. I imagine you probably use that in other designs, but how close is that entrance to the actual pool itself? And is there any concern with, you know, that door constantly opening, closing, say, birds flying in, or you know, a child is walking on the trail outside and happens to wander into the pool area and then trips and falls into the pool, things like that. What are the thoughts around that?
I can answer that. So the Clark County Y has a similar situation with the sliding doors in their natatorium. What we'd have to do is there has to be some barrier around it as well on the patio. For that reason, so somebody can't wander in off the street and get in. Where we look at is the opportunity to have screens in the doors as well to keep the birds from getting in. I know that's we went through that issue with the Clark County Light. But yes, we'll definitely keep that under consideration.
Fantastic. Thank you. That's all I had. Great work.
Thank you, Councillor Coker. Councillor Chipman, what are your thoughts this evening? Councillor Chipman, are you with us still?
Right. Yeah, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. All right. Well, I concur with the beauty of the building and what people are, you know, the comments that are made there. It just really looks like it's going to be a beautiful facility. One of the questions I have is, what is a family membership monthly for a Y?
I can take that one. Right now at the Clark County YMCA, it's $88 a month. There is a one-time joining fee of $75 when people sign up, and then it's $88 a month after that. I think what really separates a YMCA, though, from a, you know, standard swim and gym is our open door access program. So for those that need financial help, we have a program for them which can reduce the cost of that membership right now up to 60%. So we have families that are paying $35 a month here to access Clark.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And Eddie, if I may, Councilor Kroger, we have really embraced the international vernacular that is not so much a family membership anymore, because families are so undefined anymore in this time and age. We actually do Eddie's work. We actually identify it as a household membership. And why is that important? That if you look at that, especially some of our immigrant families, that they don't fall into that traditional family category anymore. I came from Southern California, where a family could include the grandmother, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin that has immigrated from whatever the natural country of the individual might be. So yeah, I think it's a vernacular issue, but I think it's very important to say that it's more of a household membership. Eddie, am I misquoting?
No, that's a great point, Tyler, because we do, and the houses flex too, right? Sometimes you have the kids move back in, so we've added more to the household membership, or they moved out, or like you said, the parents moved in, that sort of thing. So we really, whoever's underneath that roof is really...
Yeah. And I think, if I may, just one last thing, and I'm sorry to take more time, but that was the work that we really took on in these last 2 years, is that a lot of YMCAs across the country, I've been affiliated with them, have so many different membership tiers. There's an adult membership, there's an adult plus one, there's a grandparent plus five, there's a blah, 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 blah. And I've been leading this charge nationally with the organization going, look, we're supposed to be an inclusive organization. And when you start setting up all these different tiers, we become very exclusive and we become almost price heavy. So through the great work that Eddie led over the last year, we've developed this philosophy, like, look, if you live in that household, you're part of that household membership, and so you're welcome into our organization.
Okay, thank you very much. That was great.
Thank you. Councillor Stos, what are your thoughts?
Well, thank you, Mayor, and the conceptual drawings that we've seen are beautiful. I just want to remind Eddie and Tyler, and of course, Dragesh has already heard this, is that this will be the only swimming pool in North Clark County, and we're excited for that. And So Tyler, if you build it, they will come to Ridgefield. They're coming, so get ready. The high school swim team will want to come and utilize that pool. And a lot of folks that live in Ridgefield, that's what they're waiting for. So thank you for everything you've done so far. We're excited that you're coming and look forward to some great things for the Y. Thank you.
I was laughing at that comic, but just so I don't want to take all the time. Eddie knows. My previous assignment, I was the YMCA of the Foothills CEO. That's in North Los Angeles County. And we had a facility in a city called La Cañada Flame Ridge, which is relatively similar to Ridgefield. And we were it. And we established that relationship long before I got there. And I'd worked there before, that we were the Parks and Rec Department. We were the swim. We were the fitness facility. We were the family community center. And that's what I hope we can be for all of you, too. And so I didn't want to say it, because that sounds so audacious and almost arrogant on my part. But if we build this, I really feel that we are the community center for Ridgefield. And working with the city and good people like yourself, there's so many things we can do.
Right.
Thank you.
Awesome, Tyler. And I will tell you this, the last thing I will say is, we've had businesses come to Ridgefield in the last couple of years thinking that, you know, we're just going to build this building and we'll be fine. We have businesses like the Vancouver Clinic, who they've been here for 2 years, and guess what? They underbuilt. And now they're trying to figure out how to fix that. United Natural Foods did the same thing. You know, they built a 300,000 square foot warehouse, and they had to add on another 500,000 square foot warehouse. They underbuilt. So just want to make sure that you all understand that this is Ridgefield, and they're coming. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilor Stos. Mayor Pro Tem Akeley, would you like to share some thoughts?
Yes, first, thank you for coming to the fastest growing city in the state of Washington. I'm very pleased to see that Hoffman and their subsidiary company, Precision, is gonna do the job. I'm very familiar with the quality of the work that Hoffman does and the resources that you have there. AIG and Diamora are local companies, will do a great job. I'm sure you know Mr. Jim Buchanan has that state-of-the-art steel fabrication facility with the CNC machines and everything. I'm ready to buy a membership as soon as you start advertising them. I was wondering, what will your hours be?
Eddie, before you answer that, Eddie, I what I'm getting from this call is that we're underpricing our household membership. That's a joke. Okay, Eddie, you can take it from there.
Yeah, I can just say where we're at right now. You know, pre-pandemic, our operating hours here at the facility were 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Saturdays, and then noon to 5 on Sundays. Currently, our hours are 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 to 2 p.m. on Saturday, and then we're not open on Sundays. So I can't say exactly what the hours will look like. And some of that's on demand too, right? We flex as demand requires. If we have more of a demand at a certain time, okay, we adjust. So. But I think that gives, hopefully that gives you an idea of what we have done and what we are doing. This pandemic has definitely been a learning curve for us. One of the things we did learn, though, is that people do adjust their schedules to accommodate. But I know there's an evening crowd and there's a morning crowd that we usually hit. I'll say our peak hours have always been and continue to be here at this branch, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then again, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then we have programming that does fall outside of some of those hours too.
Well, thank you very much for a very good presentation.
All right. And a few of my thoughts. I really love all the windows and the natural light that you've integrated into the space. I think that's really great and just will create a wonderful atmosphere within the pool area. I had a question really quick because we need to roll into our regular city council meeting here in just a few minutes. but community space and Y Time space. I saw those on the plans. What are those?
Yeah, so Y Time is, other organizations will call it Child Watch, but it's a space where parents, when they're coming to work out, they can drop their kids off. They have to be on site, but they can drop their kids off while they're working out. And we do different activities in there for the kids during that time. It's usually, you know, an hour and a half or a 2 hour block of time that they can do that. And then the community room is just that. That's a space that that we, you know, so it's a flex space, really, like Tyler mentioned before. So at times it could be a meeting space. Other times it could be where folks are having coffee after they get done working out. So it's really a flex space.
Great. And then somebody had asked me, is it going to be a traditional chlorinated pool or is it going to be a saltwater pool?
With the demand that I'm hearing, we'll probably go with chlorinated because that allows us to adjust more quickly than the salt system. We had a salt system here to begin with at Clark, and we switched it over to chlorine. One of the things we did as well, though, is we put a UV system to that. That helps with that environment, and that's really what a salt system, it reduces some of that harshness, that chlorine smell when you walk in, and a UV system helps, you know, eliminate.
Yeah, and we're seeing that, Mayor Lindsay, across the country. A lot of YMCAs are moving more towards chlorinated systems, but with much more ventilated natatorium type systems, if you will. And I don't know if we even broached it. I mean, this is something that, working with Steve, we do want to make it a LEED certified type of facility as well, too. So that comes into play when you build out pools as well, too.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your thoughtful presentation. We look forward to seeing the final product, and it's going to be a wonderful thing. And I think it is. If you build it, they will come. So we're very excited. Council, we have our regularly scheduled meeting that starts in about a minute. Mr. Stewart, can I give everybody just like a 3 minute break to run and do what they need to do and call the meeting to order at like 6:32 or something, or?
Absolutely.
Is that all right?
Of course.
Okay, Council,